Let's shift to the AI coverage, because we had two major stories land simultaneously today that are actually more connected than they initially appear. xAI released Grok 4.5, and OpenAI published a detailed analysis of how to separate signal from noise in coding evaluations. The fact that both landed on the same day is either a coincidence or very deliberate timing from one camp or the other.
Grok 4.5 dropped with the kind of comment volume that signals genuine community interest. Over 1,000 comments on the HN thread. xAI is positioning it as a significant capability jump, particularly on reasoning and coding tasks. But here's where the OpenAI benchmarking paper becomes essential context. It argues that many of the standard coding benchmarks used to compare AI systems have fundamental signal-to-noise problems that make comparative claims unreliable.
Walk me through the OpenAI argument, because I think this matters for how we interpret any model release right now.
So the core issue OpenAI is identifying is that benchmark performance on coding tasks can be inflated through what's essentially benchmark contamination. Models that have seen evaluation data during training will perform better on those benchmarks without being genuinely more capable. They're also identifying problems with evaluation methodology itself, small differences in how you prompt a model, how you handle edge cases, whether you're measuring pass at 1 versus pass at K. All of these choices can swing apparent performance by significant margins. The paper is essentially arguing that when a lab announces our model beats the previous best on human eval by 4 points, that number might mean almost nothing.
Which is a remarkable thing for OpenAI to publish in a week when a major competitor just released a new model claiming benchmark superiority. Whether intentional or not, it undermines the evidentiary framework that competitors use to claim they're ahead.
That's the cynical read, and I don't think it's unfair. But I also think the underlying methodological critique is genuinely correct, and we should hold both things simultaneously. The benchmarking ecosystem for coding AI is deeply broken. The Databricks story that also surfaced today reinforces this. They benchmarked coding agents against their own multi-million line internal code base. And the results were quite different from what you'd predict based on standard benchmark rankings. Real enterprise code bases have context requirements, domain-specific patterns, and architectural complexity that synthetic benchmarks don't capture.
What did the Databricks results actually show?
Without getting too deep into their specific model rankings, which will be outdated quickly anyway, the key finding was that performance gaps between models compress significantly when you move to real production code bases. A model that looks dominant on human eval or SWA Weebench might be only marginally better than competitors on the tasks that actually matter to a working engineering team. The ability to navigate a multi-million line code base, understand existing architectural decisions, and make changes that don't break things 10 layers away requires a kind of contextual reasoning that small, clean benchmark problems don't exercise.
This has business implications that go beyond which model scores best. Enterprise software procurement decisions are being made based on benchmark claims that might not translate to actual productivity gains. If you're a CTO deciding whether to pay for the premium model tier or the standard one, you really want to know whether that performance gap is real on your code base. And the honest answer right now is that nobody has a reliable methodology for answering that question across the industry.
Microsoft's Flint release also connects here, though from a different angle. Flint is a visualization language for AI agents. It's designed to help developers understand what AI coding agents are actually doing at each step of a multi-action task. The fact that Microsoft is investing in tooling for interpretability of AI agents suggests that the industry is acknowledging a real problem. We don't have great insight into the decision-making process of these systems, especially when they're operating autonomously on complex tasks. Better visualization might help us understand not just what an agent produced, but whether its reasoning process was sound, which matters a lot for the benchmark validity question.
The HN thread on Flint had developers noting that it's genuinely interesting infrastructure, but raises questions about whether it becomes a Microsoft-specific ecosystem play, another tool that makes Azure AI development more legible while potentially making cross-platform debugging harder. Worth watching whether the visualization format becomes a standard or stays proprietary.